Plakas, of course, I know you guys, like a lot of gyms are closed right now, so people, you know, working out at home, and it's a stressful time for a lot of people. You know, they're cooped up in their house, you know, they don't want to have as much screen time, so they're finding out things to do. So what are some tips to survive your fitness during this unprecedented time?
Yes, you see a lot of people, Gregor, they're going online right now and they're trying to get equipment either for home or trying to get programs from trainers that are working online right now. So what I would suggest, first of all, is if you're going to go buy equipment, I hear all the fitness stores are like selling out of everything. Pick something that you're going to be using after all this is sort of over with, because a lot of people are going to be buying something and they're going to use it for maybe a week or two, maybe a month, and then never use it again. It's just going to just sit in your house, just taking up space. So find something you like to do and you think that you're going to be more likely to do it after, you know, this whole virus is done with.
Okay, so now a lot of people are also going to online trainers, or they're just looking at online exercise because there's a lot of people posting things saying, hey, try this one or that one, which
right.
is good. But I think the risk is if you go see like professional athletes promoting something, you probably shouldn't try it because you're likely not at that level and it's just going to lead to injury.
That's right. Yeah. So a lot of trainers, like even our trainers at the studio who are now doing some stuff online, while we're closed, you have to just be careful. You have to go to a qualified person that can maybe take some of your input of your physical ability and any kind of injuries that you may have and get a program that's sort of set up for you. So if you just do a cookie cutter workout that somebody's just doing at their home and they may be doing some jumping drills or something that's maybe explosive or requires a lot of coordination, you might have a chance of hurting yourself. So you want to make sure that there's some options available, that here is an exercise to do, but here is a way of doing it that may be easier for you. So if you feel pain or if it feels very hard to do properly, maybe just avoid that movement and try to find movements that you can do without any problem. You have good body awareness of.
Okay. The other one, well, a body awareness, of course, is always key, I think, for a lot of people. But the, you know, now people can maybe get frustrated because maybe they were just in a rhythm. Yeah, I'm doing good. And then they're worried about it, but that's probably going to be a negative impact. So can you improve if while you're at home, or do you have to refocus on what your goals are?
Yes. So I think I think right now people should try to focus on is just trying to maintain their level of fitness that they have, rather than trying to focus on, you know, trying to improve their fitness right now. Because, you know, it's a very stressful period of time, and if exercise is your thing, great, get out there and do it. But a lot of people are finding it hard to get motivated to exercise. Don't feel like you have to always keep upping the weight and upping the reps right now. Maintaining for a while is fantastic, and it's a lot easier to maintain your level of fitness than it is to try to always keep improving your level of fitness. So find a routine that you like, that you enjoy, and don't feel like you have to destroy yourself. Getting some good moderate intensity level exercise is fantastic right now. And then maybe when things are, you're feeling really up to it and high energy and dieting's down quite a bit, then maybe you can start really pushing the higher levels of anaerobic fitness and lifting those maximal loads.
Now, you have something here, don't associate screen time with food. What does that mean?
Yeah. So a lot of times I've been hearing that, from people that they're watching a lot more TV, Netflix, and they're spending way more time on the computer, online, that kind of stuff, even more so than before. A lot of people now, what they'll do is they'll eat while they're watching TV, and that's a bad habit to get into because you don't know how much mindless eating you're doing. You're just spending hours in front of the screen and in front of the TV. So what you want to do is associate mealtime with your family, do it without any screens on, all iPads and laptops away, and then once that's done, then do your thing. And then if you need to do something while you're in front of the TV, maybe drink some tea, that kind of thing. You need to occupy yourself a little bit so you're not having that hand-to-mouth kind of interaction, because what happens is it becomes a habit and you don't even know you're doing it. You may not even be hungry. It's just a habit you'll form, and you may start continuing it afterwards.
Okay, I like that one. It's interesting. Because a lot of people, when they're watching, they want to keep busy, right? So, I don't know, get
exactly.
Tennis balls, you're juggling, just have something in your hands, because that will eliminate you eating.
Yeah, exactly. So what you want to do is keep your hands busy. You know, you can use tennis balls to squeeze, stuff like that. You want to be able to just not have food in your hands so that you can just put it into your mouth because your brain is not even realizing that it's doing it. It's just that it becomes a reflex action, that kind of thing. So keep food out of the TV area, and just keep your hands busy if you're jittering, you have to have that hand and mouth sort of interaction.
And the other thing is you should try to channel your inner red-green.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so what you want to do there is you want to be able to do energy expenditure in your day. So if you're not going to work and you're spending time at home, maybe there's projects around the house you can do. So I'm thinking about maybe starting to paint my house a little bit inside because I've been putting that off for a while. So maybe doing that for a couple hours a day, or fixing a fence or cleaning out the garage. Doing those kind of activities for a few hours in the day can really keep up that energy expenditure rather than just sitting there and watching TV all the time. So maybe pick up some projects that you always meant to doing. Get at them for a while.
Black is great stuff, man. Good tips. I appreciate it. Enjoy walking the dog.
You got it.